Indiana is one of five states that have a safe haven law, which allows a woman in crisis to anonymously and safely surrender her newborn in protected boxes. Monica Kelsey created Safe Haven Baby Boxes in 2016 after learning she was abandoned as an infant and after seeing a baby box in operation at a church in Cape Town, South Africa. She spoke with WFYI's Taylor Bennett about the boxes and her mission of saving the lives of abandoned babies.
Now, when these first came out, when you first proposed this, was there a little bit of apprehension about placing a baby in a box? I remember covering the story when it first came out, and it seemed like people were a little concerned about the safety.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and anytime you bring a new idea to the United States, not only are you trying to sell the idea, but you're also trying to sell, or I don't really want to say sell, but you want people to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And so when we started educating people on where these babies were being left, you know, we had a baby at the door of the ER here in Indianapolis at Methodist Hospital. Why did a mom go all the way to the ER door and then leave her baby at the door of the ER? And you have to ask yourself, what would have made her not go in? And it's pretty obvious, anonymity. She wanted anonymity. So, you know, the more we started talking, the more people started understanding. But there was a lot of pushback. I didn't expect it to be as bad as it was. But I think overall, it made us stronger. And, you know, here we are 3 years later, and we've spiraled to the point where I can't keep up.
Have the boxes changed at all as far as the designs or anything?
Actually, we're on prototype number 24.
24?
24, uh-huh. Yes. We have an engineer, a mechanical engineer, and an electrical engineer that now designs the boxes. When I first came back from South Africa, I actually hand-drew the very first baby box. And, you know, through the years, it's just advanced so much. And, you know, they're heated, they're cooled, they've got alarms on them. The average time for a baby in our box is 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and that gives mom just enough time to get away. And so, yeah, they have changed over the years, and I expect them to change some more. You know, the more technology changes, the more we're going to have to keep up.
Sure. What's the steps to get one?
Well, you know, first thing is to, you know, obviously talk to your mayor or your city council or, mm-hmm. You know, the people of your community and then raise the money and get a box in your community. But, you know, one of the things that we always talk about is, you know, is multiple boxes in one city needed? No, I don't think so. Over the course of the last 3 years, we've learned that women will travel to mm-hmm. our boxes because we run a 24-hour hotline where women call us looking for the closest box and they'll go a distance to get to one. And so having one box in a community is definitely enough. But we do have up in the Lake County, LaPorte County, we do have a couple in the counties. And their infant mortality up there, as you probably know, is through the roof. But we've not had any dead babies up there since we launched. Mm-hmm. And we've had 4 babies in boxes in that area. So it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. What are your plans for 2020 and beyond?
I don't know. I am a Christ follower. I follow where he leads, and I never thought I'd be where I am today, but here we are. And, you know, so we just keep working to save the lives of innocent children that are targeted for abandonment. So I don't know. That's a good question. You know, we'll just mm-hmm. keep doing what we're doing and saving the lives of these babies.
Do you do a lot of community outreach?
We do.
Programs.
Actually, that's probably one of the biggest things that we do. We have to be able to get the word out to these moms and these parents so that they know that this option is available. So, yeah, community outreach is huge. It's huge in our program and our mission.
All right. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
That's Safe Haven Baby Box founder Monica Kelsey speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett. There are currently 25 Safe Haven Baby Boxes in 3 states.